Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. If you're in the UK, you should be, because the weather's been lovely. It certainly was in Somerset the last couple of days, where I was teaching a private seminar. The contrast between the peace and quiet in Somerset and London was incredible. It reminded me of my childhood growing up in the countryside, but I wouldn't change the pace of life in London one bit. Now, today's episode, I want to talk to you about online coaching. It's a topic that you guys bring up a lot in my DMs and various different emails and contact that you make with me. It's very important that I support you, because online coaching is pretty tough, and I think a lot of people think it's very easy. And I know I talk to you a lot about personal training and developing your personal training skills at a one-on-one basis, because I think that is the foundation and necessity if you're a one-to-one coach, to become very good at that, because it also has a carryover to being able to scale your business, grow your business. And I only was able to develop my online business as a result of the results I was achieving on the ground. In episode 50, I brought Juggy Sidhu onto the podcast, who was a hugely successful personal trainer and moved his business online to develop the Lean Indian Coaching Academy. So head back over to that episode if you want to listen to Juggy's success and how he did that. And then very soon, I'm going to be having Tom McCormick on the podcast, who is a coaching client of mine. I mentor Tom, and he's had great success moving a lot of his business online, or a good percentage of his business online, coaching skinny guys and helping them add muscle. So we're going to be talking about what we've done with Tom and how we've actually been able to scale his business. But in today's podcast, I really want to talk to you about some of the essentials for online training and give you some support. You know, I know that you guys spend a lot of time listening and to the podcast and taking a lot from it. And I'm very grateful, as always, for all of the comments and shares and, you know, on everything that you guys do relating to the podcast. And, you know, there's a lot of you say that your businesses have grown as a result of that. And honestly, if just listening to the podcast, your business has grown, please drop me a message. I'd love to know how I've helped you. Now, the first thing I want to talk to you about online coaching is kind of how it happened to me, because I've had these stepping stones in my career. You know, I wanted to make sure that I was very well known in my local area for personal training. And one of those things that I put as a benchmark was the quality of results I was achieving, better than anybody else. And then moving into Nottingham, I wanted to be better than anybody else in the Midlands in terms of my results. And then I wanted to have results that were published, you know, worldwide. And that happened. And that enhanced my reputation. And as such, what I was essentially doing year on year was building my brand, building Mark Coles Personal Training. And alongside that, M10. And M10 is still highly regarded for our professionalism and our high quality personal training and the results we achieve across the board. What's happened in the last 17 years as an individual for me is I've just built my personal brand. If you look at other people, you know, the classic one, which a lot of you will know, two great friends of mine, you know, you've got hypertrophy coach Joe Bennett, you've got Jordan Peters, trained by JP, two individuals who, through dedication and commitment to their own progression, their knowledge, their results, their physiques, have grown a personal brand to the point where people follow them because of who they are, what they know, what they've achieved. And people aspire to have a degree of what they've got. And I'd like to think as well, you know, with the same level that Mark Coles is a personal brand, M10 is a brand. It's the same thing. I've grown, people have come on the journey with me, especially you listening to this, personal trainers. And you know that the information I'm going to be able to share with you, with my experience, my knowledge, my results, I'm able to help you get better. So you invest in me, whether or not it's different courses, whether it's my mentoring, my masterminds, coming to seminars, individually working with me personally. But you come on, even if you don't work with me, you come onto my page and you invest in my content. And essentially what's happened over time is as a personal brand grows, there is an affinity to a tightness that you grow to feel like you want to invest in products and services. And this is where kind of online coaching gets a little bit lost for people. They think, or you might think, that being able to just say, right, I'm a personal trainer, I want to start an online business. First thing I want to say to you is, you're actually starting a brand new business. You're looking at starting a brand new brand. Because personal training on the ground and how you pick up clients on the ground is very, very different to going online and growing an online platform. A lot of you who are personal trainers have very little awareness of your attributes, your skills. You just talk to people every single day and people come on board with PT. And because they like you, because they engage with you, because they see the people you work with, but you don't necessarily connect the dots. What's actually happening on the ground is that you're differentiating yourself in your gym from anybody else. So somebody comes in, they see you coaching with somebody, they listen to you, they hear about you in the toilets or the changing rooms or wherever it may be. They hear about you and the ladies are sat having coffee mornings. And essentially your brand is being discussed. As you're coaching people on the ground, your brand is being watched by other people. As people see the results maybe posted on the wall of the gym, they're seeing your brand. They're building trust with you. And to the point where if you speak to them, and you engage with them at a consultation level, the likelihood of them working with you is very high. If you do any marketing locally, flyers, leaflets, people are getting awareness of you and eventually coming on board, meeting you and signing up with you. So essentially what you're doing as a PT is you're growing a brand. Not a lot of personal trainers are aware that a brand is being built. Now, think of it like this. The billions of people on social media, you then want to grow an online business. Well, the first thing you do is you go online and you start making posts. And you assume, hopefully, that by posting photos of yourself, your training and your progression, that it is going to be enough for people to actually come on board from an online coaching perspective. People see your content. People might engage with your content. And what's happening is your knowledge, your skill, your expertise is not necessarily being presented in the most effective way to capture a specific audience, because it's a bit of a scattergun approach of, I'm just going to post on social media and hope that that's enough to build my online business. Well, unfortunately, there is a lot of strategies that go into building an online business, because again, it's starting a business. What we've got to do is we've got to first and foremost know who it is that we're wanting to target. If there's billions of people online, in the early days for me, what I just did was present my journey. And I explain this to trainers all the time. You know, you can't rush an online business, because you go into a personal training gym and you're new to personal training. You can't rush that. You have to build rapport, get to know people, build trust, help people, talk to new people, build trust, guide people to consultations, close the deal. That's a process, you know, 3 or 4 months before trainers are getting 25, 30 sessions at the beginning. And now, bearing in mind there's 3,000 to 4,000 people in a gym, you might be struggling to fill your business in the gym. And then your idea of going online to billions of people and putting content out on social media, and you're not getting any attention, you're getting no one listening to you, and that's because it's going out to billions of people. There's no clarity as to who your customer is. And so to move online, essentially, all you're doing is you're putting one person that's got no identity, no unique qualities, no definition of who you're coaching, and you're not necessarily presenting a lot of results. And also, if you think about you as a person, what makes you unique? Because unless there's something unique about you, whether it's your knowledge, your skills, your results, your own journey, you are a number amongst billions of people. So trying to understand how you stand out is something that needs to be developed as a skill. And this is marketing. And so, you know, a lot of the work that I do, you know, my mastermind that I work with, I teach and I run in London every single month. You know, I have a lot of people on the mastermind who are building their brand. Not, I've got an idea, I want to make more money. You know, there's a percentage that are in the position to do so because they built their brand. And then with the brand already built, it's how do I now have the people that are following me now spending money on products and services? That's possible if the brand is built. But until the brand is built, that's very difficult. Why are people following you? What do you want people to invest in? Most people start an online platform and say, I'm going to start online training. And so you build your website, you put a link to your website, and on the page it says that you offer online training, you have a couple of results, and purely by posting, you hope that people are going to sign up with you. You have to remember that it takes a long time with the same message, consistency, quality information, and also building trust with you over time for people to invest with you. People all over the world are watching your content possibly and wondering whether or not you are the right person for them. And so a lot of trainers will go online and post images of themselves consistently. That's not solving any problems for me. Over the years, one of the ways that I built my online business to over 50 people a month that I was coaching online alongside my personal training business, people were contacting me and saying, how do you get the results that you do with your clients? These are the questions I was getting asked. How are you improving your physique at that pace? How do you get as lean as you do? You're strong. You know, how are you making that jump in strength? How are you increasing your muscle tissue? They're watching my business grow. The people were watching the results that I was getting. And very quickly, people were noticing that the brand that I was building was about quality. It was about results. It was about education. And it was also about my personal growth. People were inspired by the pace that I was growing. And they were wanting to know how I did that. And my challenge you now with your online coaching business, if you're moving online, have you built anything that people could be inspired by? It's very, very important that you think about this. What is it that people would follow you for? Is it your knowledge? Is it your physique? Is it the results that you're achieving? Or would you say that what you've got on your page is very similar to everybody else? For a long time, the differentiation between me and everybody else was the fact that the majority of my results were of a photo shoot standard. And then over time, as everybody else started to do a lot of photo shoot standard before and afters, then my knowledge was the thing that I shared with people, how I did it, how I presented that. I had to keep finding unique ways that I could present my content over everybody else. And it wasn't trying to compete with everybody else, it was just trying to stay one step ahead. So I ask you right now, if you're building your online business, if you looked across various different pages of social media and trainers, would you feel that your content is pretty similar? Is there anything that makes you stand out? In the early days, I'll tell you this, the likelihood of most trainers going online and getting online clients genuinely is very slim. If you haven't built a brand, if you haven't identified the target audience that you want to work with and can show credibility. So if you want to help skinny guys add muscle, it's one thing sharing a lot of information out about adding muscle, but people are waiting to see whether A, you can do it to yourself, and B, whether or not you can show that you can achieve those levels of results with people on a consistent basis. So as a coach, if I go on your page and I look at a lot of coaches' pages, and genuinely, if you're trying to build an online business, drop me a DM and just say, look at my page. Please tell me what you think I'm doing wrong. I'll gladly tell you. I'll give you two or three pointers and just say your results aren't good enough. You're not showing any evidence of your own progression. And the information you're sharing, the knowledge you're sharing, isn't potentially, in some cases, bold enough. Is it making you stand out? A lot of people are unaware that initially your content has to stand out. The headlines in your images and your content that you're using has to be very clear. If your brand is about quality, your videos have to be quality. You have to invest in a video camera. If you're looking to stand out, if the quality of your images is poor, if the quality of your videos is poor, you're not going to stand out. So we talked about understanding your avatar, your audience. Who is it that you want to train? Is it men that are looking to try and lose weight? Is it women that are postnatal? And you have to think about that audience that you're working with. If it's body transformations, there's a lot of people using body transformation expert on their profile. And one, I don't see the coach doing any body transformation for themselves. I don't see any progress. Two, I don't see any results. Three, the information being shared is not clear and understandable who you work with. So you go to somebody's page where they've got a lot of followers, they've got high engagement, they've got a lot of online clients, it's very clear who they work with. Another thing to consider is how much time have you invested in marketing knowledge? How much time have you invested in business knowledge? How much time have you invested in understanding psychology and human behavior? How much time have you invested in understanding how to build a brand? Because becoming a personal trainer, you can go in a gym and immediately you panic because you don't know how to actually get in front of people. And over time, you learn these things. It takes time, right? That's a big thing that's very, very important for you guys to understand. When you go in the gym, it takes time to understand how to talk to people. You don't necessarily sit back and go, this is the strategy that I used. And then you struggle to pick clients up because you've got a little bit busier and you've stopped talking to people on the gym floor and you realize that, you know, you need to speak to more people. But interestingly, even yesterday at one of the seminars that I was at, I was talking to a trainer who was doing over 50 sessions a week, and he just said, I'm so busy with referrals. And I was like, what is it about your brand? Consistency, professionalism, and all his clients talk about him. So I was asking him, yeah, what is it that you think people say about you? You know, timekeeping, professionalism, the results, the speed of results. And I said, well, that's your brand. That's the development of your brand. That's what people are saying about you. And I said, if you step that up, you'll be able to charge more. And this is the thing online. If you're thinking that you're doing 30 sessions a week, you're charging £30 an hour, there's no reason why you shouldn't be going to £35 and £40 an hour and pushing the envelope on your brand, what your brand can actually sustain. Because the power of your brand, the more referrals you get, the more it means people are talking about you, the more it means the results are coming in, people are actually valuing you. But then to take that online, there has to be something that people want from you. And if it's just pictures of you out at the weekend, if it's just pictures of you training and there's no differentiation between you and other coaches and the results aren't any quality and you're not learning how to market your business and speak to people online, then you're going to be putting content out and your following is not going to grow. You're going to be putting content out and your engagement's going to be low. The other thing I'm going to talk to you about, and this is very, very important because I've spoken to you guys about this in the past, but you know, I spend a lot of time talking to my wife who builds websites for personal trainers, fitness professionals, and deals with a lot of visual branding. And one of the things that I notice a lot of is people are saying, go to personal trainers are saying, click on the link to learn more about my online coaching. And when it goes to the online coaching page, it's just online coaching by now, what products there are. You don't think about what it is that people need to learn about when they get on the page. Why are people going to want to have online training? What is it? What are the type of results that you are going to be promising to people? What is it that people are struggling with? If people are looking to add muscle, when they go on your online coaching page, they want to be spoken to at the level of the problems that they suffer with, trying to add weight, understanding how to get your foods together. What are the big problems that people face? And you actually manage that with your online coaching through these different ways. And you can work with me at three different platforms, but then I need to see results. And very often, clicking on an online coaching page to a website, you're not seeing evidence of this. And so I call these barriers to entry. If you want to have people to come on board with you and work with you from an online coaching perspective, your first thing that's going to be a barrier is your Instagram page. If your Instagram page is not a brand, you're not clear who you're talking to, you're not clear with the content you're sharing that's actually teaching me all of the areas that I'm necessarily struggling with, if you aren't showing evidence that you walk the walk and you're not showing me evidence that you can achieve results, that's a barrier. Because I'm going to land on your page and I don't know who you're talking to. I'm going to land on your page, see a piece of content, and it's not clear how you're helping me. Therefore, you'd need to learn how to create better content, how you'd need to write content. Because don't forget, in the gym, you're talking to people face to face. Online, it's about communicating through psychology and understanding your customer inside out. If you don't understand the customer, the problems that they face, and how to write to people in a language that they understand, communicates, and resonates with them, then the likelihood of them reading your content and going any step further, i.e. clicking the link on your website and signing up. What if you don't have a website? People are looking at your page and you're saying, DM me for online coaching. That's like, you know, me walking down the street and somebody says, come into my shop to buy something. It's like, I haven't identified for any reason why I should. So your DMs aren't being full. If the post that you're making, if you're not asking people to contact you in your DMs, and when they contact you in the DMs, what are they actually going to be saying? And if they say, do you do online training, and you just reply back with yes, then you haven't learned the art of sales and communicating online and how to actually turn somebody into a call to sell. So there's going to be a lot of barriers. Now, you might think in this episode, oh, you know, he's just saying why I'm not going to be successful. And that's not true. I'm trying to help you to understand the same thing I do with personal training. You know, if you're not speaking to people on the gym floor, you're not going to pick up clients. If you're speaking to the wrong people, you're not going to pick up the right types of clients. Your diary is going to be blocked with the wrong type of people. If you're not achieving results, then people are not going to hire you in the gym because that's not evident that you can achieve results. So when we look at online, remember that you have to learn marketing. You've actually got to spend a lot of time either studying what other people do, hiring people, working with mentors. This is why my mastermind program is actually so much about building your brand, the framework that will allow you to achieve success. Because strategies, trust me, posting on social media is a strategy. Sending people to a link on your website is a strategy. The framework is making sure that the website, the content on the website, sells personal training, sells online training to me, shows what you can do. Actually building a brand and being very clear of every type of content that you put out is a strategy towards helping people understand more about your brand. And this brand is about building a tribe of people. A tribe of people that understand exactly what you do, how you help people, showing evidence of what you do, and then providing the solution, which is online coaching. What I want you to do is listen to Juggy's podcast episode on episode number 15. Just listen to what it's taken to build this. Now, there are a lot of people out there that are saying, look, I can get you loads and loads of followers online. We can fill your online platform up. Of course you can, but it's not your audience. If you get 10,000 people following you that are from all over the world that don't actually have the goal of losing body fat, they're useless. So what we've got to do is we've got to get in front of more people, and we've got to tell people very clearly and stay on one message. I help males between 25 and 35 lose body fat and achieve a body that they never thought was possible. I help women who are postnatal restore their body and health and confidence. I help males over 40 stay in shape and reduce the signs of aging. You know, I help skinny guys add muscle. When you're clearly defining that's who you work, can you imagine the billions of people that aren't out there that want those results? And now you're narrowing your audience. And so if I'm going through social media and I see results of people that have added muscle, I know that's potentially aimed at me. If I see an infographic about skinny guys, I know that's aimed at me. If you don't learn how to communicate to your tribe, you're spreading your message all over the world. Therefore, you're going to be unfulfilled. You're not going to be happy. You're not going to be guiding people to your website. And you're going to be very confused. So in terms of building an online platform essentials, one, you've got to build a brand. You know, I'm going to be very excited in about a month's time to launch my Brand Impact Mastery course. That is going to be a game changer for so many people. It's going to be a 28-module course, which is teaching you how to build a brand, how to build a business, how to actually get a tribe, and how to guide that tribe towards you so that they will invest in your products and services. I don't like it hearing from trainers that are so unhappy that they are doing less personal training and trying to grow an online business and it's not being successful. This is why making sure you have the time to study marketing, study psychology, study building a brand, that's how you actually get your personal training business off the ground. Now, there are a lot of personal trainers that I talk to who say to me, you know, I get a very busy online business, but they don't necessarily know how they did it. And my advice to them is, you know, let's do what my advice. I go back and I say, well, you built a body, you built your knowledge, you showcased your results, you're consistent with your study, and you're consistent with your message with who you work with, and you've been patient. And over time, by stepping up your game, stepping up your knowledge, stepping up your credibility, you've made yourself attractive to other people. Think about anybody that you're investing in right now, people that you follow online, whether it's bodybuilders, whether it's educators, whatever it may be. Why have you spent money with them? You spent money with them because you see them as an authority. You're inspired by them. You're motivated by them. And when they put a product in front of you, you buy it. This is such an important thing about online coaching. The exciting thing about building a tribe, building a following, building a group of people that want to invest in you. This is what takes time. Don't get me wrong, there are people that have got an incredible physique, people that are, you know, genetically gifted but work bloody hard for it, but they have worked hard to create something that's unique in the marketplace that stands out. Think of anybody that you follow right now. Have they built a body? You know, I spent, you know, 6-7 years initially building my physique up to, say, 110 kilos, pushed it another 2 years to 115, 120, competed, won my qualifying stages up to competing. What trainers were watching me. They were seeing my journey. They were seeing me not only build my physique, they were seeing me build my business, seeing me build my clientele, seeing results, seeing me published in different magazines. And that was my mission, to get to that standing point. But as a result, people were inspired to actually be coached by me. And that helped my reputation grow even more and build my platforms to the point where I'm now teaching. What is it about you that you're building? What is it about you that can make you unique? What is it about you that will make me invest in you? The point about the building of the brand is that it might take 2, 3, 4, 5 years, even 10 years. But you have to start today. You have to get very, very clear on who it is that you want to work with. You have to get very, very clear of the demographic and where these people are. You have to get very, very clear of the problems that these guys face and girls face. You have to get very, very clear on your product. Is it online coaching? Is it a membership group? Is it a membership site? Is it an ebook? And then guide people towards that, which requires a lot of skill of marketing. And so this episode, we're going to be delving into some more strategies with Tom when he comes on the podcast next week, looking at some of the things he's doing with lead magnets and becoming very, very clear with his audience. But today's episode is more to do with essentials. You have to have a brand. You have to have a unique place in the marketplace. You have to present your knowledge, show your results, show your own progress, present your journey. Understand psychology, understand how people react and behave, understand how to write about what it is that you know about in order to capture people's attention so that they eventually buy from you. And the whole process from social media, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube potentially, through to your website, through to selling, it's a complex process of marketing, which if you don't understand branding, you will be very unfulfilled. So please don't think that it's about posting, trying to put as many posts out without being clear, because if you're not, you're not going to build a tribe. They're not going to be clear and they're not going to invest with you. And on the back end of that, there's a lot of people that might engage with you, might understand what you're actually talking about, but you're not learning how to sell. And that, again, online selling is a different kettle of fish and one we can cover another day. But I hope today's episode has been an insight for you. And I don't want you to get to the end of this and say, oh, you know, he hasn't really shared any strategies with me. I have. I've given you some tips that you need to delve into, maybe going online and looking at online coaching and looking at building a brand and looking at the psychology of communication online and actually sitting down and saying, no, I haven't really built a brand. I've just put social media content out and expected people to come on board with me. It's giving you that opportunity. Now, if you want me to take you through the whole development of your personal brand, develop a strategy to actually build a tribe, get that tribe to invest in you, build everything, build a whole platform, I can do that with you on my mastermind program. It starts on June the 14th. 6 months, you'll come and meet with me personally and the group. I can take you through the whole process. You need to learn. You need to be committed. You need to find your niche, find your unique qualities, and we can do that together. Guys, I hope today's podcast has been helpful. If you're interested in joining me on the Mastermind, just go to my Instagram page, click the link in the bio, go to the Mastermind link, and you can send your application in and we'll see if you're a good fit. I can take you through the whole process, but please don't spend a lot of time on social media trying to grow a following without trying to understand that it's a brand and you've got to learn how to connect with your audience, build through marketing, and build through relationship building. I hope today's episode has been really helpful, guys. And look out, go back to Juggy's episode number 50, and then look forward to Tom McCormick's coming soon. And we're going to delve into a lot more of the strategies of building an online business. Guys, have a great day. Speak to you soon.